Today's daf Masachet Shabbos, daf Kuf Mem Zayin. We continue right where we left off in yesterday's daf with issues related to laundering clothing on Shabbos. The opening lines in Amud Aleph present a permissible case of removing dust that had collected on one's garment, so long as the garment was old or the garment was not black, white or red, the Gemara says. Finally, the other case is Vahu Dekapit Alayhu. The person has to be particular about the dust. If they don't insist on wearing perfectly crisp, clean clothing, have a little dust on it, no problem. There's no prohibition to shake off the dust. We had a parallel sugya a few dapim ago on the Kuf Mem Amud Aleph, where the Gemara discussed rubbing and thereby softening a linen shirt or a scarf on Shabbos. Gemara went to compare the case of the shirt with the case of the scarf. This is Rav Huna. So Rav Acha in the end explains, based on Rav Huna, that by a shirt, the process of rubbing makes it appear that one is generating whiteness. The language of the Gemara is mechse ki olide chivra. It looks like you're creating a whiteness. You're generating a whiteness. By the scarf, people are not makbid on its whiteness. So if the rubbing won't have the appearance of melabein, of whitening, so all of this being true, so long as the person doesn't intend to launder the garment. So what comes out is this halacha has some subjectivity to it, considering that people have different standards of cleanliness for clothing. Now, halacha lemaisa, the bir halacha, and Simon Shin Bei Sif Aleph, has a suffix when you have someone who needs their clothes to be crisp and clean, but the next person is not particular. So what happens if the one who's not makpid, who's not particular, wants to clean off the shirt or hat of the first guy? Do we follow the one doing the action of the wiping off, or do we follow the owner of the shirt, and vice versa? If the one who is makpid, the one who's particular, is going to brush off the second guy's shirt, then what's the story over there? So the Bir Halacha paskens that we follow the intentions of the shirt owner, and his proof comes from the next lines in our daf. Abaye was with Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked Abaye to pass him his hat. Abaye saw there was dew on the hat and didn't want to pass it to Rav Yosef because he was worried he'd shake off the dew and thereby violate Shabbos. So Rav Yosef said, go for it, shake it off, and toss it to me. Anan lo kabdinan mide. We are not particulars. We see that Abaye, who wasn't the hat owner, was concerned initially that maybe we follow the person doing the shaking as opposed to the hat owner. And Abaye himself was particular. So he didn't know Rav Yosef's opinion on this was. Therefore, once Rav Yosef said what he said, we see from there is a proof that it goes according to how the Bir Halacha said, we follow the intentions of the owner. Another point is that Rav Yosef was blind, and Abaye was therefore unsure whether Rav Yosef would care about a little dew on his hat or not.